How does the lamb triumph over the beast? First of all, exactly what is the beast's power? The beast's power is, first of all, in idolatry. Idolatry is turning from the Creator to created things, which means all sin is idolatry, which means the beast's power is sin. See, idols promise to give us what we want in exchange for our allegiance. And often what we want is good things, but what we need to do to get it, in terms of turning to idols, not good things. And so giving up our allegiance to idols, or asking people to give up their allegiance to idols, means asking them to give up what they really want. Second of all, the power of the beast is in blasphemy. Lies about God and lies about the saints. Revelation 13:6 says, "And he opened his mouth in blasphemies against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, that is, those who dwell in heaven." We've all seen this. I mean, we've all seen, heard people say things about God or about the church that often ends with a statement like, "Why would I want to have anything to do with that?" And maybe some of us have even said something like that in our lives. The power of blasphemy is the power of attacking faith itself. And that's what the beast does. And thirdly, as Scott said, the power of the beast is death, or the fear of death, the fear of oppression. Through war, oppression through economic power, oppression through persecution, murder. Revelation 13:4 says they worship the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who is able to wage war with him?" The beast has the power to kill. He has the power to lie, and he has the power to promise great things. The power of the lamb overcomes the beast, first of all, by overcoming the power of idolatry. Scott has mentioned several times, and I've mentioned a few times, that the thing about idolatry is that you look like your idols. Psalm 115 talks about how those who worship idols have eyes that can't see, and ears that can't hear, and mouths that can't speak, and feet that can't move, and so on and so forth. The power of the lamb saves us from that. You know, the promises of God through his prophets are that God would open the eyes of the blind and open the ears of the deaf, and that the lame would leap like a deer, and that he would turn our hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. He would overcome the power of idolatry. The beast is less than human. And when you worship idols, there's a sense in which you become less than human. And the power of the lamb is to make us human, to help us be God's image. Second of all, truth. And what better way to beat a lie? Should I close this? Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 and 10 says, "And they sang a new song, saying, 'Worthy are you to take the book and break its seals, for you were slain and purchased men for God with your blood, men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.'" Worthy are you to open the book that was sealed. The book that explains the details of who God is and what his plan is for us. Through his death and resurrection, Christ is able to overcome the lies of this world. and teach us the truth. And third of all, again, as Scott made mention, resurrection. Since it's communion, you had to know that was coming. How do you defeat death? Jesus did it by dying. His body was broken for us. Blood was poured out for us to pay the price for our sins, for our idolatry. To purchase us with his blood, making us a kingdom and priests, to proclaim his truth to the earth. But not only that, he rose from the dead. Do not be afraid, I am the first and the last, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys to death and Hades. Who has the power over life and death? It's not the beast. That's another one of his lies. It is the Lamb who was slain, who is dead, and is alive forevermore. And therefore, we who follow him do not need to fear death. And so the weapon of the beast is taken away. One more verse to read here from Revelation. From chapter 12. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, and he who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent your Son to die for us, to give us victory over the beast, over the oppression, over the lies and the idolatry. You brought us freedom by your own blood, Lord. And as we come to the table, we thank you, and we remember what you've done for us, and we look to what you have promised us to make us a kingdom and priests. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.